That's right. Well, then this won't help you. I was going to tell you.
It was on TV. Like
Yeah.
I listened to it.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Great to have you listening
What
in.
station are you on, Facebook or TV?
I'm on Facebook Live.
Oh, it's on Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, and so while I'm doing my program, it goes out over all the airwaves, and then those that are on computer can also watch me do the program. Like right now, all my viewers are hearing or watching me interact with you, and they're hearing your beautiful words.
Thank you. Do you remember? It was a couple of years ago. I did not know it was part of InnoSign Network. I was just changing channels randomly.
Yeah.
And the guy who was the host, I didn't recognize his voice. The person he was talking to, his name was Danny something.
okay
I remember from grade school back in the 70s, he helped out our basketball coach. It was Joe Traynor was the host of the program, interviewing Danny something.
oh yeah
Do you know Joe Traynor?
he grew up in my household practically. He's my
Really?
son's best friend. Yep.
I don't think I know him, but I knew he was interviewing Danny something.
yeah
He was from Barnett Street in Mayfair, down
yep
from Ethan
yep
Tony's place, Ethan Allen's schoolyard. Danny helped our coach Al May on basketball. He was a
Oh,
good guy.
okay. Yeah, Joe Traynor knew him from, he interviewed a lot of the people that when he was coaching, he, interacted with or met. And he had some great guests on, a lot of sports people. And I thoroughly loved Joe's program.
Was he from the St. Tim's area?
No, he was from Jenkintown
Okay, no.
originally.
Just the name sounded familiar. I don't think I know
Roslyn,
him.
actually Roslyn, is where he
Okay.
grew up. Yeah.
But I'll let you get back to the audience.
All
I told
right.
you, I really felt bad. I thought you'd forgive me. I mean, I knew you'd forgive me, but I mean, I just felt bad that I missed it, that's all. Never.
Well, there you go. I missed you too, so there you go.
Thanks, Kathleen.
God bless you, Frank.
And I look forward to every week hearing you. I
All
really
right.
do.
All right.
Thank
Oh,
you.
if I if you want to call back here and leave your number, like I send something out to everybody when it, well, I don't. Some Maureen sends a reminder out to everybody. And if you would like somebody to give you a little call on Tuesdays right before I come on and
I would
remind
love
you.
that, but I don't want to bother Maureen. I'm sure you're busy, a small station, you got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good with that. I mean, I've been listening to Ken and
Oh.
Bob Doug on Wednesdays for a long time.
Yeah.
Me and Captain Lou kind of remind each other about
Oh,
leave.
that's great. Yeah.
Occasionally, we both still forget, but we're okay.
Hey, believe me, I forget so many things all the time. So
You're
God
Captain Lou,
bless
right?
you. I am.
I mean, you know Captain Lou Campion, right?
Oh, sure. Lou, I know him well.
Yeah.
He's a great supporter and has been for all these years,
I've
even
known him
before
since
I came aboard.
1994.
He's a great man, and he's just a holy, wonderful man of faith.
He's the best of the best. I mean, he got a, well, not a sign. It happened by luck. He became my sergeant in the 26th District back in 1994.
Ah.
Get his transfer in. And it was good for me, bad for him. I became one of his projects. That's all.
You didn't happen to know anybody by the, I think he was from that district, and his name was Mike Creedon, Captain Mike Creedon. Did you know him?
It sounds familiar, but I don't remember. I don't think
Yeah.
I met the person. I just
Okay.
got to know the name,
Yeah.
that's all.
Well, you give Lou my best when you see him, all right?
I will do that. I won't give him a call right when the show's over. I talk to him every
Okay.
day.
All right, hon. God bless.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So for all of you who are just joining in today, for the 5 o'clock hour, and for all of you who have been listening, welcome aboard. I want to remind everybody, please, you're my evangelist. This is how you can also evangelize. And you can evangelize and hit your share button because this is live stream and send it out. Send it out to others so that they might hear this program. And like Frank, he came about it inadvertently. He just happened to be turning the dial and he said, I heard your voice. And so You know, sometimes we come across things when we least expect it, and boom, God does a mighty work. So I want to praise and thank God for all who listens and who hit their share button to send it out. Let me take this caller. Hi, Marie.
Hey, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good, praise God.
I'm so glad Trump won.
Yeah, me too.
To God.
Yep.
Very joyful.
Yes.
So 3 weeks ago, I spoke with you about someone I knew, I know, who has esophageal cancer.
Yes.
And you said to give them the brown scapula.
Yes.
So after thinking about it, I was going to do it, but I also wanted to include a letter. So I wrote the person a letter, and I had my parish priest look at it first.
Okay.
Because I just wanted to ask him his advice on something that I wrote in the letter. And after reading it, he loved the letter. He said it was really, really nice. It wasn't preaching. It was really informing this person about my father's miracle of healing from lung cancer,
right.
Third stage, small cell lung cancer, and then how my mom also received the healing. And I gave the letter to his coworker. And long story short, I didn't hear back from them. And when I did, the coworker told me he doesn't want to listen. He doesn't want to read your letter. He doesn't want to hear anything about it. He had a hard life with God, and that's how he ended it. So what would you do now in this case?
Well, I think that's beautiful. He's got that goodness in him, even though he said he didn't want to hear anything or read anything from you. He's rebellious against the Lord right now, and God's patient. And if God can be patient with all of us till we're ready, then we're called to do the same. So if I were you, I would take that as he evidently wanted to make sure that not just ignore you, but to tell you what he was feeling, just as you told him what you were feeling. When you wrote a letter out of love, Marie, and love never fails. It never fails. So the words you put on that paper, even if he never read it, he knows that you wrote him and it was about the Lord. And so that's going to stick with him, that somebody loved him enough and cared enough to reach out to him. Even though he said he didn't want anything to do with it and didn't want you calling him or contacting him, he didn't want to hear about it. God planted a seed, Marie, and that seed came from you. And many times seeds are planted, but only God can make them grow. And so I would tell you, you planted a seed and now follow it up by praying for his soul. Every time you go to communion, I'm going to give you a prayer that I say myself. I've seen miracles happen with this prayer. And I've been praying this prayer for almost 50 years now. When I receive communion, let's say I'm praying for somebody, like you're praying for that person, that man. I would say at the consecration of the bread and wine, transubstantiation takes place. Holy Spirit comes down on the epiclesis, and they no more bread and wine. There becomes literally, the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when that cup is elevated, this is what I would tell you to do, and I've said it many of my retreats through the years. We say the word, "Oh Lord, I am not worthy that you would enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." I would say that prayer, "Oh Lord, I am not worthy that you come under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul," and let's say his name was Bob, "my soul and Bob's soul will be healed." You cannot immerse somebody in the blood of Christ, that God's word won't go out to touch, to heal. And at some point in time, you will see the power of those seeds you planted. And God will never forget that you stepped out in faith. And that took courage. It's like the, you know, we're coming Lent in a couple months. It's like the prodigal son, Marie. God never took his, even though the son wanted everything that was belonged to him, and he wanted nothing to do with the father, and he left and he spent it on evil and wanton things, and the father never stopped looking for him, never took his eyes off his son. And then he saw him far off, and he went out to greet him, put a ring back on his finger, put a robe on around his shoulders, and welcomed him home. And I believe because of your beautiful act of love, even so much as going to a priest and showing him the words, you were affirmed and confirmed. It wasn't preachy. It was just sharing God's love. And so I say to you, you literally sent seed out, and God will multiply it, and God will absolutely water that seed. So just begin to thank God and continue to lift him just as you do yourself. Oh, Lord, I am not worthy that you would enter under my roof, but only say the word. My soul and Lisa's soul will be healed, or Anthony's soul will be healed. Whoever it is, you're immersing them in the chalice. So I hope that helps you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'll be sure to do that. Here's the other thing. What about the young people? There's some in my family who they voted for Kamala. I'm still trying to figure out why.
Right.
I don't know. They're embracing different things that really are contrary to the faith. And how do you talk to people like this? How do you reach them? Because they're saying, well, you know, really, like, I guess the abortion issue, the gay rights issue, you know, well, if people want to be like that, then that's how they want to be. Like, who are we to say? But I don't know. There's like no breakthrough.
Yeah.
You know, no matter who in the family is talking to some of the children, and they're not children, they're young adults at this point. But, you know, there's just no getting through to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I can only tell you this. I don't know you personally, but I know myself. And to my own self, I will be true. And God was patient with me. I had walked away at one time from, and I was totally with the Lord, walked with him, talked with him, loved him, sometimes walk up, go to church and walk back and go to another mass when I was a kid. I loved the Lord, but I turned, you know, I hit the teenage years, and I can tell you that God never gave up on me. Continued to call, and through the grace of God, brought me back. Only God can change hearts. What we do is plant seeds. And so all you can do is plant seeds, not preach at them, not tell people what they're doing wrong, but love them where they're at. And I sort of said that on my first hour today. Love them where they're at. Meaning, when you have an opportunity, share truth with them, not in an angry way, or not even, you know, I can't believe you think like this, can't believe you would vote this way, but just show them God's love, that God loves them no matter how they voted, and that's the God's truth, and we have to love as he loves unconditionally. That doesn't mean accept what they do or believe in what they say, but to continue to love. Love in the end conquers all.
Okay.
That's my best advice for you.
All right. Thanks, Kathleen.
All right, honey. God bless you.
You too. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye now. Thank you for your faith and your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. I love your show. I love hearing from you. I love talking to you and the insight. I missed a show last week, but I caught it a replay.
Yep.
I played it with my mom. We were driving to Pennsylvania, and we listened to it, and we really enjoy it. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. God bless you, Marie. And remember, Our Lady's Immaculate Heart's going to triumph, and everybody will come to recognize. Everybody will have an opportunity and come to recognize the love and mercy and power of God. All right?
Okay.
Don't give up. All right. Bye now.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So here we're into this 5 o'clock hour, 5 to 6 p.m. And Kelly Majerski, for her family, for her husband Chris, and her little boys, CJ and Luke. They are two beautiful children, I'll tell you. Drop-dead handsome little boys. And their mother's beautiful, and their father's pretty good-looking, too. So I just want to praise and thank God. Their program is, they're sponsoring this program, and I praise and thank God for it. This really helps us out, and you know, it helps keep us on an even level. And sometimes it gets tough because we don't have any big corporate sponsorships and all that. We do have one business that is amazing and been faithful. When I took this, as a matter of fact, he's such a good man. When I took the second hour, and I didn't want to, but when the Lord let me know it was him calling me, after I got done telling him absolutely not, and then I took that second hour, I think it's worth stating this, because that night, that very day that I told them, okay, I would take it, somebody happened to be listening on the air. He was a good, holy man. And him and his wife, Jenny, are beautiful, holy people. And he called me, I'll never forget, I was getting ready to go home and make dinner. I was picking it up after work, coming to the meat section. And my phone rang. And it was Larry. And Larry said, Kathleen, I heard you on the air today saying you took the another hour in faith. You didn't know how you were going to take care of the money for the first hour, let alone take it on another hour. And he said, I want you to know I will sponsor your program. So consider your program. I will sponsor it. And he's been sponsoring one of the programs for years now, since I first took the second hour. And his name is Larry, and you'll hear often, not often, you'll hear once a week, the ad that I carry about visiting angels. And that's him. That's his business, and that is who sponsors faithfully all these years now, an hour. So I just want to praise and thank God, and I feel really led to share that today. And I ask that you pray for Larry and his family, and that God would bless them 100-fold in every single way, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So my friends, about ready to take another break. I just want to again praise and thank God for Kelly, who stepped out in faith today, Kelly Majerski. And again, I love her little family. They're great, great people. And they live up in the Scranton area, Wilkesboro, Scranton area. And so, hey, Kelly, why don't you why don't you send this out by sharing it with all the people up in that neck of the woods? All right? God bless you. I love you guys. And Kelly, you're a beautiful woman of faith. faith and hope and trust in the Lord. Thank you for trusting your hour. I pray that God blesses you 100-fold. All right. Again, we have another half hour coming, and I just praise and thank God for each of you. I remind you, you are my, you're my evangelist. I've been saying it for a long time now, and I pray with all my heart and soul that you evangelize and send this program forth to other people. You'd be surprised. You will be surprised of the seeds that you will be setting in the hearts and minds and spirits of those that you send this out to. I am forever grateful. And I would just remind you again, please, if you want to be open to God's power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, come expecting miracles and come and listen to those who have already experienced God moving powerfully in their lives. I would tell Stephen, Marta, and I would also tell Esther to pass the word, to tell others that you are going to stand up and speak out and share what God has done in your lives and ask them to pray for you and invite them to come. I also want to say if somebody's listening today and they can't come, for whatever reason, they're not able to come. I have three people that are looking for scholarships. I already took care of two. And if you can't come and you'd be willing to sponsor somebody else so they could go, then give me a call here and I'll take care of that and talk to you about it. Again, it's for Ad Lumina Christi. It's a four overnights, and on Friday morning after breakfast and lunch, after breakfast, you receive a commissioning after Mass to go forth, and you will be prayed over to do just that, to be have your feet blessed to go and proclaim the good news. Don't go away. For our last half hour is coming up, and I'll be reading one of the locutions. Thanks, and don't go away.
When you're looking for care for a loved one to remain independent, living at home, Visiting Angels is ready to serve. Visiting Angels franchises provide the compassionate professional caregivers needed to deliver the best home care available, and you may select your caregiver before services begins. Services include bathing, dressing, errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, and more, up to 24 hours each day. With over 500 franchised offices nationwide and 9 offices in the Delaware Valley, Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. Employment opportunities in caregiving for Visiting Angels are available. When you join us at Visiting Angels, you'll receive the support needed to fulfill your goal of achieving a caring career. Call today at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-5483, or online at visitingangels.com. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, we're back again. I just want to share with you that this is beautiful for Tricia. Many of you remember a month or so she called back, didn't even know about her niece being pregnant, and I thought it was just a beautiful thing that happened to her. She just sent this over on the live stream. Baby Henry was born on Saturday. My brother Tommy sent me a picture with a caption, "You are the first to get this picture." I cried, "Thank you, sweet Jesus. Works when you just surrender all to you and love them unconditionally like you do us." Amen and amen. And as you remember, Trisha's heart was crushed and broken. And that love that she was so wounded because she was the last to know really planted seeds, because then her brother Tommy, instead of defending himself, those seeds took root and God watered them. And she was the very first one to get a picture of little baby Henry. So we pray that Henry would grow in grace and wisdom and knowledge all the days of his life, and that he would grow in more perfectly into God's likeness and image. And a special blessing on Tommy and their family. In Jesus' name we praise and thank you, Lord. Let me take this caller. Hi, Pat. Pat? Hello? Are you there, Pat? I can hear. Pat?
Hello.
There you go. Oh. How are you, love?
You're coming across a little softly.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know why, but now I hear you perfectly.
Okay. Kathleen, I wanted to share this.
Okay.
As you know, I was up at St. Joseph's in Warrington on November the 7th.
Yep.
And I was so happy that I was able to be there. I was only in the church, I guess, about 10 minutes, and then I spotted you up in the front pew. And I said to my husband, Joe, I just want to go up and say hello to Kathleen. It's been so long since, you know, we have seen each other.
Right.
So, you know, I went up and sat beside you, and you were surprised to see me, but very happy to see me, and I was so happy to see you.
Yeah.
And you asked me how things, you know, how are you?
Yeah.
Or, and I said, well, actually, Kathleen, I'm just so happy to be here because I have had such pain in my left shoulder blade all day, and I was at the doctor's that my daughter had taken me to the appointment.
Oh, yeah.
And running around all day. But I said, I didn't know whether I was going to be able to make it tonight, but, you know, here I am. And so you immediately said, so where are you having the pain? And I said, in my left shoulder blade. And so you said, well, let's pray. And so you did, in fact, do that, pray over me. And it wasn't anything that I expected, but I was very grateful for. And we just spoke a few minutes, and I went back to my pew. And it was, you know, a beautiful service there at St. Joseph's, and I was so happy that I was there. And when we got home that night, and when it was time to kind of, you know, get ready for bed, Joe said to me, I'll rub the cream on you that he had been putting on my shoulder blade
mm-hmm.
for the last week. And I said, you know, Joe, Kathleen prayed over me tonight, and I really believe I received a healing. So I said, you know, I don't want you to put any cream on tonight. I said, I really believe I've received the healing. And I said, I'm just so let's let it be for tonight. So I have to say that ever since then, I have had, you know, the pain just just has not been there.
Praise
I've
God.
Been pain-free.
Praise Almighty God.
And I am so thankful, first of all, to God, and I am thankful to God for you, for your healing ministry, and for your, you know, being so sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and, you know, offering to pray over me. Well, so I just wanted to say thank you, Kathleen.
Well, Pat, that blesses my heart. Most really blesses my heart because the pain is gone. Praise be to God. But more than that, when you walked in, my heart rejoiced. You could have read it on my face, I'm sure. And I remember taking my hands. I don't know if you remember. And I put my cupped your face in my hands. And when I did, I had such a warm, just a heat. Just a warm heat go through me. And as I took my hands back, the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, I want you to pray over her. Well, I didn't know because you never said anything. Next thing I know, you're telling me about your pain in your shoulder when I was asking how everything was. So God has a purpose and a plan for everything. And you know what? I want to praise and thank God, Pat, because you're a show and tell right now. You had pain all those weeks. You rubbed stuff on it. And just that night you said, nope, I'm not going to do it. I believe I had a healing. And in fact, you did. And that's what's needed always, expectant faith. So I praise and thank God you just gave a beautiful teaching on how to be open to what God is going to do. I love you. You've always been my loudest cheering section. And Joe was so cute when I said, how'd you get here? And you said, Joe brought me. He's here. And I looked back, and he gave me the biggest wink and shook his hand hello. And it really warmed my heart. So thanks for coming.
And normally, if I would say to him, I was going up to say hello to you, he would say, now, what are you going to do that for? But he didn't say that.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, why don't you?
Oh.
So it was just nice to hear that.
Yeah.
It was wonderful to see you, Kathleen.
Well, thank you.
And it was just a blessing to be there that night.
Thank you so
much,
Pat.
I just praise God, and I thank God, and thank you. For your healing gift.
You're so welcome.
In the way I was blessed.
Thank you.
And by your healing gift.
Praise be to God. And you know, for those that came, if anybody else is listening, this was so spontaneous. I wasn't praying over people, standing at the front or the back of church. I just, when she said she had pain, my heart ached for her. Because it hasn't been easy these last couple of years for her, and so
yeah. I can barely hear you, Kathleen.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just telling all those who came that they witnessed and didn't realize it. I was not praying over people up front in church or out in the hall. I was just led to lay my hands on you when you said you were in pain. And right then and there, God did a mighty work. That's the power of our God. So thank you, Pat. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're most welcome, Kathleen.
I love you.
I love you too, Kathleen.
All right. Bye, dear.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Our God is indeed an awesome God. I just think that was a beautiful witness. And, you know, Pat, through the years, her expectant faith, she's had, you know, many, many beautiful gifts in her life like that. So I just want to praise and thank God for her. She's been a faithful, faithful supporter of my ministry ever since I first said yes to taking over this ministry. And So praise be to God. And let's just, for a moment, let's just close our eyes for one moment. Lord God, I ask that everyone who has their eyes closed now, and those who are driving and listening, do not close your eyes, but open your heart so that all can receive this blessing. I feel led in the Spirit, just like I felt when I laid my hands on Pat. So, Father, I ask that you would pour out your blessing on all those who are listening now. I pray, Lord God, that you know each one of them better than they know themselves. You form them and fashion them. And I ask, Lord God, if there's something out of order in their bodies, or they're praying for a loved one, whatever is out of order in their lives or their bodies, in Jesus' name, in his name, in his authority, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I pray that if there's anything at all that needs healing, that in Jesus' name, anything that would stifle the Spirit of God right now working against that would be gone immediately, to go before the Lord to be corrected, and in those voids and in filling of your Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. I'm going to read the locution. Dennis puts, I'm a good listener, and Dennis puts his little notes up for me. He's my right-hand man. So let me see. I have no idea. I guess no, absolutely no idea where I was. So I'm just going to open this up. Do you realize that I call each and every one of you by name? I not only created you, but I named you. I placed my name upon you before your parents even knew it. I placed it in their heart and in their minds, the name I had picked out for you. Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I love everything about you. I formed you and fashioned you and loved you. And I have continued to love you into wholeness every instant and every day of your life. I loved you so much that I named you. Just as I named Adam and Eve, I allowed Adam and Eve to name all the creatures of the sea, of the air, that would roam the grounds. And yes, I even allowed them to name humanity, every man and every woman. He called them man and woman. But I myself named you. Can you imagine that? Maybe you say, I don't like my name. I hate this name. I wish my name was different. I want you to know that I named you. I myself, I came myself, and I named you. And I gave you your name out of the love in my heart, and I poured that love into your heart. You are mine. I'm not just your Lord and your God who created you. I am your Lord and your God that is with you and interacts with you every instant of every moment of every day. You are my beloved. And I want you to know that a name is very, very important. To be named gives you dignity, gives you grace, gives you a sense of well-being and importance. Because you are important to me, and I fill you with my love, my light, my peace, my strength, my grace. And as I speak your name right now, all these names are flowing out instantaneously to each of you. I'm speaking them in the spirit of my love, that you would never, ever forget that I loved everything about you that I created. Your smile, the color of your eyes, the color of your hair, your sensitive heart, everything about you I created. And I said it was not only good, but very good. And then I named you. Thank me for your name. I picked it out personally, just for you. Praise be to God. Okay. Do you realize that I draw you together, my own children, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone, to pour out my gifts, my love, the anointing and power of my spirit on you, so that you then can be anointed to go forth and bring the power of my Holy Spirit and the gifts of my Spirit to others. To fan the flame, not only in your own hearts, but in the hearts of those that you will come in contact with. Nothing is by accident. Nothing. Every moment is a divine gift. Do you realize that I call you here to nourish you, to feed you, to teach you, to speak to your hearts? I call you always. I remind you to come, to listen to me, to hear my voice, because I want to tell you of my love and my mercy. You are what you are by my grace. Your name is the name that I chose for you above all names. I tell you this night, this very moment, listen closely, that I am pleased with you. I am pleased when I see all the ways that you try to love me with all your mind, all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And my heart rejoices. So I say to you now, I create beauty. I create goodness. I create all of my children, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone, and I name each one of them from my heart to their heart. So always rejoice and be glad when you hear your name called. Know how precious it is that I myself chose it and that I love you. Do you realize that I call you in a very special way to leave what you are doing and to come and be with me? Allow me to speak to your heart, comfort your soul, stir up hope within you if you're losing hope, filling you with grace to believe even in the impossible. For I am the God of the impossible. I am God, and all things are possible with me. Do not give up in believing in those you're praying for. I've got them covered. I've seen your tears. I heard the cry of your heart. And I've captured all your tears. And I would have you know right now at this moment that I am moving in those that you're praying for deliverance, to be free of the chains that hold them bound. Your children, your mates, people in your life that you've been a part of, and they've been a part of your life. I would have no one lost, and I have a mighty work in store for all those that you're praying for. And I tell you, you will see it come about. Trust me and trust in my will and my plan, for I know them. I created them. And so trust that your prayers are heard, and trust in my divine love and mercy for all those that you're praying for. Praise be to God. So, Lord, I am so grateful for this beautiful gift of this apostolate. For however long you want to use me, I pray that I would always decrease and you would increase within me. You have told me always to stir up the gifts in others, and I've tried to do that because it is you, the Spirit of God dwelling in us, who is the gift giver. And you want to give us more than we are willing to accept and receive. And so I just praise and thank you, Lord, that weak as I am, your power flows through this broken vessel. And time and time and time again, I have seen the miracles of your love, of your mercy, of your healing power, reaching all those, all, not some, not most, reaching all those that are being prayed for. So I praise and thank you, Lord, for the gift of this ministry, of the gift of my apostolate, of preaching and teaching, healing ministry, Catholic radio. Apart from you, Lord, apart from you, I could do no good that would last. But with you, Lord, and through you, I will continue to proclaim your truth in good times and not so good times, in joy and in sorrow, in good health and not so good health. I will continue to sing your praises and preach the gospel as long as you choose to use me. And when you use me, I pray that you will come forth and that all would recognize not me, but you in me. You are the healer of healers. You are the Lord of lords. You are the God of the impossible. And I believe in miracles. And all the miracles that you have allowed me to see with my own eyes, all those that you've allowed me to touch when your healing power went through with my own hands, all those that your love impacted their lives so much that they became new creations in you and through you, that I saw with my own eyes, felt in my own heart that transformation take place, first and foremost, in myself and in all those, Lord, that you brought your word to, your love, your mercy, your faith. I am most and forever grateful. And so today, Lord, I want to praise and thank God again for Kelly and Chris, CJ and little Luke. And I pray that you bless them all 100-fold for what they have given to sponsor this program today. I want to praise and thank God for Maureen and all those in this ministry, all the staff. I want to praise and thank God for Dennis, my right-hand man. I want to praise and thank God for for Patrick, for Dennis, and for Frank, who keep us on the air, that allow me to come to you in this new way that we started a few years back. I'm forever grateful that they are using their gifts to build up God's kingdom. All those who volunteer, Lord, all those that volunteer their time, Mary Mead, a special shout out to A Blast from the Past for Elaine Brazier, her son John, and all those, Lord, who volunteer so much. And I especially praise and thank you for all those that volunteered their time in the past to this very moment. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And I want to praise and thank God for all my awesome, wonderful radio broadcasters. I've never brought one person into this apostolate to go on the air, to take my radio time and ask them to do it, that I didn't believe they had a special gift. And I believe as I step back that you will continue to work in them and through them, bringing this apostolate to all those that they speak to on their love for this apostolate and your love for all of those who are helping in the vineyard. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and know that I love you, and I mean it. Till we meet again, God willing, on Thursday, God bless you. Think about Illumina Christi.